This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay, and today is our third episode of the Entrepreneur's Legal Dilemma to Solution. With us today is Wong Man Ho, partner at Man Ho & Mar, and we're covering license or franchise and also particularly legal issues within these two areas. So welcome back, Man Ho.
Hi. Good to be back, Angeline. As a start, I think I need to define who is a licensor, licensee, franchisor, franchisee. For licensor is the person definitely to grant the license, and the person accepting the right under the license we call a licensee. Mm-hmm. For the person who grant or give away the franchise, we call a franchisor. And of course, the person receiving and run the franchise business is called a franchisee. So for a person who actually decided to take on a business, they will choose sometimes either license to run the business under the license or franchise. Before deciding which one to go into, normally you will have to know the comparison, what are the differences between the two. Mm-hmm. For franchise, it's actually wholly governed by the Franchise Act in 1998 in Malaysia. So what are the essential things that come with it under the Franchise Act? Of course, it's the duration that the franchisor must give at least 5 years franchise to the franchisee to run the franchise
at
business.
At least 5 years.
Okay. And on top of that, the franchisor must always extend the period of franchise to the franchisee whenever it's requested by the franchisee.
Wow.
Okay. So these are the rights given to the franchisee. So long as the franchisee all this while has been fulfilling his duties as a franchisee under the contract, the franchisor must give the extension. On top of that, of course, there are the difference. The franchisor must also always give a renewal.
Okay.
These are the rights given to the franchisee under the Act. Whereas if you compare to license are more like a contractual relationship. There's no such Act governing license. It actually boils down to how parties negotiate the terms and come to an agreement on the licensing.
Right.
So if you compare the two, you will feel that the franchisor will have a better bargaining power. And that's why the Act actually come in and protect the franchisee and give most of the right what can be done and what cannot be done by the franchisor. If for license, as I said, based on what parties has agreed, mm-hmm. It can be a fixed duration. It can be shorter. No, there's no requirement as for the franchisee Act. There's a 5 years requirement. So you can agree with 3 years, 2 years, or even 1 year. For extension and renewal, it's also based on the party's agreement. So there's no such restriction for license. Then we can go into the running of the business for the franchise. For franchisor, they have the right to administer the franchise's business in accordance with the franchise system they created.
Okay.
So franchisor, to a certain extent, has certain control in the business of the franchisee.
When you say they have the right, means they can choose to control or not.
Yes. So, if a franchisee ran a business that didn't up to par, and the franchisor can actually take charge and dictate and give instruction how the business should be run. So, I think it's quite powerful for a franchisor to be able to do so. And also, franchisor must always provide assistance to the franchisee. This is all governed by the Act. That means it's law that the franchisor must always give assistance to the franchisee. So for a franchisor, to what extent the assistant can be, for example, giving training to the franchisee's staff, to a certain extent, sometimes they even provide trained staff to franchisee. So these are the assistant, you know, how you run the business, how you marketing campaign and all that.
The marketing franchisee collaterals also usually is provided by the franchisor.
So yeah, that's right. So the franchisor will have all the says in relation to the franchisee's business.
Oh.
All right. Whereas for
licensing,
it's a bit different. As I said, it's all contractual. So all these things can be stated in the license agreement. All right. So parties can agree to what extent that they want. They want to govern their relationship. However, one thing we must know is that licensee is quite an independent party. So it's actually not within the business of the licensor. When I say independent, they can choose the way they run the business. They can choose the way they do their marketing. So in that sense, it's not so restrictive. So that is for license.
So which means that there's less control in licensing, more control for franchising.
Yes.
So why would people choose one or the other? For licensees, would rather go for licensing than as a franchisee? Because if you're a franchisee, you lose control of your business, as if you're a licensee, you have more control over your business.
Yeah, I will go to why people choose license and why people choose a franchise. What are the advantages of running a franchise business? As we all know, franchise, there's ready-made system, a franchise system, a business model that proven, and that means it comes with lower risk for the person, the franchisee. And you are riding on somebody else's goodwill. So you are running on established brand and trademarks as well. So you are confident when you run the business. You know, these are the things that you are looking into. And also, as I said, franchisor must give assistance to the franchisee. So this actually is very suitable for inexperienced entrepreneur. If, let's say, today I would like to start a business, right? Instead of choosing to start all over from zero, I would choose a proven model, a proven cafe, a proven Montessori. You know, that's the business model for me to adopt and use. That would be easier for me if I'm inexperienced. On top of that, of course, there are some other things that is guaranteed to you as a franchisee. For example, you have exclusive territorial rights. For example, if I'm running a kindergarten, a franchise kindergarten in Bandar Utama, you normally will not see the same brand of the
kindergarten
to be run at the same Bandar Utama as well. All right. Also, I think that is quite important. When you're running a known and established franchise, in the event that you require business loan, I think, you know, using that business is easier for you to get financing compared to an unproven business. So this is in relation to the advantage of
franchising.
How about for license? License, of course, sometimes you have certain right to use the mark, but you don't own the mark. So ultimately, what is good for you is because of the flexibility. You know, even before you entering into a license agreement with your licensor as a licensee, you can negotiate the term. So to a certain extent, as I said, the bargaining power is almost equal because it's up to you how you want it to be. All right? And so you have free hand to how your business is being run. You are not being dictated. This will be for more adventurous people who like to start their own business. Yes.
Next, we'll be covering what constitutes a franchise agreement. In the studio, we have Wong Manho. He's a partner at Manho and Mar, and we're actually working together for this entrepreneur's legal dilemma to solution. And today, we're covering franchise or license. So stay with us. This is Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. You're still listening to Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay, and we have Wong Manho. He's a partner at Manho and Mar. This is a series we're covering on the entrepreneur's legal dilemma to solution. And today we'll be covering license or franchise. And now, what constitutes a franchise agreement?
So, as I said, all the franchises governed by the Franchise Act in 1998 in Malaysia, and all the terms, the essential terms, is actually also governed by the Franchise Act. So all these essential terms must be in your franchise agreement in order to constitute a complete and a lawful franchise agreement.
What terms are we talking about?
Right. So these are the things, the essential terms that you must be in. All right. For example, the territorial rights, as I mentioned. So you must state clearly what is your municipality, what is your territory right, to what extent is your right, and to which area. Right. You must state it very clearly. Subsequently, we must also mention a fixed royalty. For example, how many percent to be paid from your profit or for revenue to your franchisor from a franchisee point of view. No, you can term it other terms, royalty, you can term it franchise fee, you know, management fee, whatever you term it, you know, you must have such a fee to be paid. The next one, you have to clearly state the obligation of the franchisor and the franchisee. There's a list of things that, what obligations that owes by the franchisor to the franchisee and vice versa. Okay, this must be stated clearly. This will based on the negotiation of the party, of course. And the agreement must also have the right to be given by the franchisor to the franchisee in relation to the use of the mark. To what extent the franchisee can use the trademarks and all the business or marketing tools and things like that. So this will be governed under the agreement as well. Subsequently, there's this, I think this is quite peculiar. That is something very important for the franchisee. The right must be given to the franchisee to assign his right under the franchise to some other people. So this is to give the franchisee some space to exit in the event that he able to find somebody to take over and he want to exit the business of the franchise.
So the franchisee has the right to pass the business on without consulting the franchisor?
Okay, whether to consult or not, normally in a clause, you will have to have consent must be obtained. You have at least to inform the franchisor. But this right must be given. Of course, you always have how you're going to do it, the mode, how you're going to transfer. This will be governed under the Act. So I've been governed under the agreement. So this is what is peculiar and which I believe is also to leverage the bargaining power for the franchisee to the franchisor. Another peculiar thing will be in the agreement, you must always have this cooling off period. This cooling off period means upon you execute the franchise agreement, under the Act, of course, the minimum is 7 days. So as a franchisee, I'm giving like 7 days at least to consider whether to really go ahead with the agreement to run the franchise business. I suppose that the reason and the rationale behind it before the franchisee or the potential franchisee to be psychologically prepared and probably to find some financial support or plan. So I believe this is the reason why. Again, I believe this is also for the benefit of the franchisee, not to rush into a franchise agreement.
But this is only for the franchisee. So it's the same cooling period for the franchisor to identify if this franchisee is suitable?
No. It's more for the franchisee. The other two, I think is quite, I have mentioned earlier, which is what are the mode or what are the types of assistance that can be provided by, must be provided by the franchisor to the franchisee. And also, the last will be the renewal and also the extension of the franchise period.
Okay.
I think all these things must be specifically stated and clearly stated in the franchise agreement.
Right.
In order to consider a valid, lawful franchise agreement.
Now, let's look into an example of a case study. What are the legal implications of treating franchise agreement and also a license agreement?
Now, if one selling a system or business model, sign license agreement instead of franchise agreement with the features of franchise, it could still mean it is a franchise. So you can give whatever title the agreement is. So long as you have a features of franchise, you can still be treated as a franchise. So, for example, sometimes we have clients that actually came to us. He downloaded this template agreement, no one to use it and assign certain business model and want people, whoever they contracted with them, to run the business based on their business model. But ultimately, they found out that, all the features in the agreements actually the features of the franchise. So there will be a problem because for you to run a franchise business in Malaysia, you need to register yourself. Failing to register is an offence and it is a breach under the Franchise Act 1998. And the penalty can be quite severe. If let's say you have signed something like that and you didn't register yourself as a franchise, the other side or your licensee, your so-called
franchisee,
might be able to terminate the agreement without having any consequences.
So that's one example of potential legal issues.
Yes.
And I feel a lot of entrepreneurs are not aware of all these requirements. What are the elements in a franchise? Or maybe there's not so many elements within the license agreement. If you're a business owner and you want to expand your business, license is frequently being used as compared to franchising because you have to run your business for at least 3 years before you can franchise your brand out. Mm. So for entrepreneurs who want to take up license agreements, what are the things that they have to look out for?
License agreement, as I said, is all based on how you negotiate
right.
the license. Of course, to a certain extent, sometimes I actually came across a lot that people term it as license agreement. But when you look at the terms, it actually consists all of the features of a franchise. So you need to be careful when you are in the situation because you have to register your franchise.
Are there any other legal issues regarding license or franchise agreement? You know, when there are things that involves with, I guess, insurance law, labor law, taxation.
Definitely for a franchisor. Just now, your question in relation to me, to a certain extent, the franchisor's obligation is quite huge. That's why sometimes they retain a huge amount of royalties. This goes for a reason. Since they have an obligation to make sure your business is a success, and then make sure their reputation is not tarnished, then make sure they given provide all the assistance that you need. So, of course, that will have overlapping with labor law, with employment law. You know, sometimes even certain franchise, they actually rented the permits for the franchisee. So that also come in with a different like premises, a problem. So the franchisor will have to take care sometimes.
And in the simplest terms is if the franchisee doesn't meet the certain requirements or criteria at the during the agreement, the franchisor do have a right to terminate?
Yes, definitely. Of course, besides then breaching the terms by either side, the other side can choose to terminate. At the same time, there's one section under the Franchise Act that actually says that the court actually has the discretion and can determine whether to based on the circumstances, whether it's fair to actually terminate the agreement.
After this session, I kind of realized that the Franchise Act protects franchisee more than the franchisor.
But it all depends, you see. Because ultimately, I can see sometimes certain entrepreneurs, they are more willing to accept a lower, not favorable terms, you know, because of the desperation of getting into the franchise business. I have seen that. So that can happen.
Thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Wong Man Ho. He's a partner at Man Ho and Mar. And today we've been talking about a license or franchise agreement. And this is our third episode for the Entrepreneur's Legal Dilemma to Solution. And if you have any questions to ask Man Ho here, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio or write into us at enterprise@bfm.my. Anything about legal issues when it comes to running your own business. So next week, we'll be back talking about shareholders' relationship and also remedies for shareholders. So stay tuned to us next Thursday, same time. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.